Do you remember in September and October, for those of you who are here, and maybe even into November, how awful the scripture readings were? You may not, but those of us who preach do. They were difficult and challenging and full of things that none of us ever want to hear. And now we move into the season, at least today, where they're fabulous. Every single thing that we have heard this morning in Scripture has something to teach us, something from which we can learn for our own personal selves and for us as a church and for individuals in our wider community. There are times when being a leader is wonderful. And I know this will sound odd, but when it's the day of your annual vestry meeting, like today, you may think, that is an awful time to be a leader. But it isn't, because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to walk with a group of people who are trying to make a difference in the world. It is a privilege to look at all of the ministries and the gifts that we share among us and beyond these walls. And it is a privilege to be even challenged in one's own ministry and leadership so that we can move together better forward. And so on this day, when these readings are also wonderfully apt, I'm going to focus particularly on the gospel. So Jesus is hanging out with his three best friends. You might look at it that way. Jesus is actually hanging out with three leaders of their community, Peter, James, and John. And he takes them aside. He takes them away from the rest of the group and leads them up to a mountain. Can you imagine what was happening in the community left in the valley? Oh, come on. I bet you can. How come they get to go? Why wasn't I chosen? Well, they're special. I can hear that. And I can hear some people thinking, thank God they didn't choose me. I am so happy to be down here in the valley. I don't know what they're doing up there, and I don't really care as long as I continue on in my nice life here. There's all that realm in our parish and in our community. There's a place for everyone. And Jesus knows who to take with him, because these are the people who are going to lead after he is gone. So when they get up the mountain, he's transfigured before them, and he is shining like the sun, and he is accompanied by Moses and Elijah, the three great prophets of our world religions. It's not an accident that they were all there in that moment. Imagine what that must have been like for those three men who were with Jesus. To be in that moment that was awe-inspiring and terrifying. That part of what happened in today's story is what talks about aspirational things. The things that we hope for, the glories that we see, what we long for. Because we all long to be filled with light, to be beacons of hope, to express love. And Jesus is teaching his leaders about being that for other people. And even when they can't be it, to empower others in the community to hold that. And to teach a whole community how to be aspirational, to have things that you absolutely believe in and absolutely will live for. So that's great. What a wonderful start to this trip up the mountain. And probably people in the valley saw a glow up there and thought, oh, lightning, right. Good, staying in the valley. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is so good to be here with you. You know, Peter, he's always so enthusiastic. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And he was probably thinking, and three extra bedrooms for Peter, for myself and James and John. Although he didn't say that out loud. And while he was saying that, a bright cloud overshadowed what he was saying, and a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And that's when the disciples fell over, overcome by fear. This part of our reading is when Jesus and God, because God intervenes quite directly into the scene, is teaching the disciples, the leaders of the community, about being realistic. Nice idea. You're not building three dwellings for the three great prophets on top of this mountain. Totally unrealistic. There's a whole community down in the valley. There's a whole community in other valleys and on other mountaintops that need to hear what Jesus has to say. There are people that need to be touched and healed and encouraged and bound up and brought together and empowered to go out and heal the world. It's not realistic to stay here. That's the thing about life. Life is only life when it's changing all the time and growing. It's changing in silly ways. How many more gray hairs do I have this morning? How many more wrinkles do I see? But changing and growing in the sense of yes, but with every day, hopefully we gain a little more wisdom, a little more experience, a little more love. This is a time to be realistic, to be concrete, to be grounded. And we have feelings about that. Because being realistic sometimes isn't very much fun. Being realistic about who we are individually and our place and perhaps positions we have held or hope to hold that aren't the same as they used to be and may never be that way again, or things that we're scared about taking on. We all have feelings about change and how it affects us. But in the midst of that, God always speaks. And God says, "Listen, you are my beloved. Every one of you. Every single one of you. And I will be there no matter what. Even when you're overcome by fear and lying on the ground." So, aspirational, we need that. We need hopes. And realistic, we need to be grounded. And then, it's not over yet, Jesus comes and touches them and says, "Get up and don't be afraid." And when they looked up, only Jesus was left. I love what it says. It says, they saw no one except Jesus himself, alone, as if they couldn't believe it. Jesus himself, alone, their leader, was left with them. And as they came down the mountain, towards the valley, he said, "Don't tell anyone about this until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." How do you think that went? How do you think we know about this? Do you think they waited? Would you wait? Would you be able to hold all of what you saw and experienced up there? And it doesn't matter the reason, whether it excited you, whether it terrified you, whether you wanted to be the first person to share the news, whether you wanted to control the situation. It's hard to hold all of that. But thank God it hasn't been held. It's been shared. And we yet hold on to that reading. This amazing image today. And that to me is when Jesus is telling us about things needing to be affordable. Because we can't afford sometimes to share or to go beyond our means. We can't afford to do things that are past our levels of energy. We can try for a while, but it will kill us. But we also can't afford to be too conservative. We need to be able to hold on to the visions, the aspirations, to ground them in the realism of where we live, and to focus, and to own it. Because this is when the disciples, the leaders, have to go and make sure every one of the other people in that community own the vision and own Jesus's teaching. These are all amazing words for us at this time in our life as a parish. And I want to thank TJ for that homily. He gave me those three words at parish council this week: aspirational, realistic, and affordable. And believe it or not, I think they came from the government, where he works. And someone else thanked me at parish council, thank you, Jill, for my leadership. And I said, yes, thank you, I appreciate that. However, the mark of my leadership is whether we all take responsibility, whether we all feel empowered, whether this community becomes its best self, or is it becoming its best self. That is what a leader does. Sometimes you're in front, sometimes you're on the cross, sometimes you're behind, sometimes you're underneath, sometimes you're up ahead. It depends on the season. It depends on the weather. It depends on whether you're in a storm or enjoying a plateau sunny day. It depends. But we have an opportunity, and we are, I believe, taking responsibility, each one of us, for this community and for our life together and for our place here in this lovely city, and for our care, giving the message of hope and healing and love to those we meet, to those who enter our place, to those that we want to reach. So may we be blessed with an aspirational, realistic, and affordable vestry. A vestry that will give us hope. A vestry that will ground us where we are. And one that will focus us as we share and own who we are. Because this is all good news. That's why it's easy to be a leader in the midst of that. It's easy to be hopeful, because we have a great message. It's not our message, it's God's message. And we are the people through whom that light and that message flows. We get to show people hope, good news, and the fact that every single person is a beloved child of God. Now that is a privilege. Amen.